Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Mitchell, the 12th Hour Apostolic Sanitarian Congregation outside of the 12th Hour in Libertyville, Texas. Today is June 30, 2017, already the 7th day of the 4th lunar month, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song that I've written entitled Eternal Home. Ezekiel 22, Defile. We're going to start with verse 1. It's the catalog of Jerusalem's sins. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Then say thou, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, the city sheddeth blood in the midst of it, that her time may come, and maketh idols against herself to defile herself. So she makes idols against herself to defile herself. Thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself and thine idol, which thou hast made. And thou hast caused thy days to draw near, and art come even unto thy years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen, and a mocking to all countries. Those that be near and those that be far from thee shall mock thee, which are infamous and much vexed. Behold, the princes of Israel, every one, were in thee to their power to shed blood. And thee have they set like thy father and mother in the midst of thee, have they dealt by oppression with the stranger, and thee have they vexed the fatherless and the widow. Thou hast despised mine holy things, and hast profaned my Sabbaths. There's those Sabbaths again. That's all the holy days of Israel, 70 in 1 year, 52 Sabbaths, 12 new moons, and 6 annual feasts. In thee are men that carry tares to shed blood, and in thee they eat upon the mountains in the midst of thee. They commit lewdness. And they have they discovered their father's nakedness, and they have they humbled her that was set apart for pollution. And one hath committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another hath lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law, and another in thee hath humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In thee have they taken gifts to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase, and thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, saith the Yahweh Elohim. Behold, therefore, I have smitten mine hand at thy dishonest gain which thou hast made, and at thy blood which hath been in the midst of thee. Can thine heart endure, or can thine hands be strong in the days that I shall deal with thee? I, the Yahweh, have spoken it, and will do it. And I will scatter thee among the heathen, and disperse thee in the countries, and will consume thy filthiness out of thee. And thou shalt take thine inheritance in thyself and the sight of the heathen. And thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross. All they are brass, and tin, and iron, and lead in the midst of the furnace. They are even the dross of silver. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because ye are all become dross, behold, therefore I will give you into the midst of Jerusalem, as they give the silver and brass, and iron, and lead, and tin in the midst of the furnace, to blow the fire upon it, to melt it, so will I gather you in mine anger and in my fury. And I will leave you there and melt you, yea, I will gather you, and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in the midst thereof, as silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall you be melted in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I, the Yahweh, have poured out my fury upon you. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of the indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like the roaring lion, ravening to prey. They have devoured souls. They have spoken of the treasures and precious things. They have made many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my laws and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they showed the difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls, to get dishonest gain, and her prophets had daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, and Yahweh hath not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy, yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge, and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith Yahweh Elohim. Ahola and Aholabah. Okay, this is the end of chapter 22, and chapter 23 goes into dealing with Ahola and Aholabah. Verse 1, the word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother, and they committed whoredoms in Egypt. They committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their breasts pressed, and there they bruised the tips of their virginity. And the names of them were Ahola, the elder, and Aholabah, her sister, and they were mine, and they bare sons and daughter. Thus were their names of Samaria and Ahola and Jerusalem Aholabah. And Ahola played the harlot when she was mine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians, her neighbors, which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. Thus she committed her whoredoms with them, with all them that were the chosen men of Assyria, and with all on whom she doted, with all their idols she defiled herself. See, there's that word defiled. We have the word defile, and then we have the word defiled. Neither left she her whoredoms brought from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breast of her virginity, and poured their whoredoms upon her. Wherefore I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, and to the hand of the Assyrian, upon whom she doted. These that discovered her nakedness, they took her sons and her daughters and slew her with the sword, and she became famous among women, for they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister Aholabah saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she, and in her whoredoms more than her sister in her whoredoms. She doted upon the Assyrians, her neighbors, captains, and rulers, clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desiring young men. And I saw that she was defiled, that they took both one way, and that she increased her whoredom. For when she saw men portrayed upon the wall, the images of the Chaldeans portrayed with the vermilion, girded with girdles upon their loins, exceeding in dyed attire upon their heads, all of them, princes to look to, after the manner of the Babylonians of the Chaldea, the land of their nativity. And as soon as she saw them with her eyes, she doted upon them and sent messengers unto them into Chaldea. And the Babylonians came unto her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredoms. And she was polluted with them, and her mind was alienated from them. So she discovered her whoredoms and discovered her nakedness. Then my mind was alienated from her, like as my mind was alienated from her sister. Yet she multiplied her whoredoms and called into remembrance the days of her youth, wherein she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt. For she doted upon their paramours, whose flesh is as the flesh of asses, and whose issue is like the issue of horses. Thus thou callest to remembrance the lewdness of thy youth in bruising thy tits by the Egyptians for the paps of thy youth. Therefore, O Aholibah, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will raise up thy lovers against thee, from whom thy mind is alienated, and I will bring them again against thee on every side. The Babylonians and all the Chaldeans, Tikal and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, all of them desirable young men, captains and rulers, great lords and renowned, all of them riding upon horses. And they shall come against thee with chariots, wagons, and wheels, and with an assembly of people, which shall sit against thee buckler and shield, and helmet round about, and I will set judgment before them, and they shall judge thee according unto their judgments, and I will set my jealousy against thee, and they shall deal furiously with thee. They shall take away thy nose, and thine ears, and thy remnant shall fall by the sword. They shall take thy sons and thy daughters, and thy residue shall be devoured by the fire. They shall also strip thee out of thy clothes and take away thy fair jewels. Thus will I make thy lewdness to cease from thee, and thy whoredoms brought from the land of Egypt, so that thou shalt not lift up thine eyes unto them, nor remember Egypt any more. For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will deliver thee into the hand of them whom thou hatest, into the hand of them from whom thy mind is alienated, and they shall deal with thee hatefully, and shall take away all thy labor, and shall leave thee naked and bare, and the nakedness of thy whoredom shall be discovered, both thy lewdness and thy whoredom. I will do these things unto thee, because thou hast gone a horn after heathen, and because thou art polluted with their idols. Thou hast walked in the way of thy sister, therefore will I give her up and to thine hand. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup deep and large. Thou shalt be left to scorn, and had in the derision it containeth much. Thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with the cup of the astonishment and desolation, with the cup of thy sister Samaria. Thou shalt even drink it and suck it out, and thou shalt break the shreds thereof, and pluck off thine own breast, for I have spoken it, saith Yahweh Elohim. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because thou hast forgotten me, and cast me behind thy back, therefore bear thou also thy lewdness and thy whoredom. Yahweh said moreover unto me, Son of man, wilt thou judge Aholibah? Yea, declare unto them their abomination that they have committed. Adultery and blood is in their hands, and with their idols have they committed adultery, and have also caused their sons, whom they bear unto me, to pass for them through the fire to devour them. Moreover, this they have done unto me, they have defiled my sanctuary in the same day, and have profaned my Sabbath, for when they had slain their children to their idols, then they came the same day and to my sons Virgil profaned it, and lo, thus have they done in the midst of mine house. And furthermore, that ye have sent for men to come from far, unto whom a messenger was sent, and lo, they came for whom thou didst wash thyself, paintest thy eyes, and deckest thyself with ornaments, and sattest upon a stately bed, and a table prepared before it, whereupon thou hast set mine incense and mine oil, and the voice of a multitude, being at ease, was with her, and with the men of the common sort, were brought Sabaeans from the wilderness, which put bracelets upon their hands and beautiful crowns upon their heads. Then said I unto her, that was old in adultery, will they now commit whoredoms with her, and she with them? Yet they went in unto her as they go in unto a woman that playeth the harlot. So went they in unto Ahola, and unto Aholibah, the lewd women, and the righteous men, they shall judge them after the manner of the adulteresses, and after the manner of women that shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hand. For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I will bring up a company upon them, and I will give them to be removed and spoil. And the company shall stone them with stones, and dispatch them with their swords. They shall slay their sons and their daughters, and burn up their houses with fire. Thus will I cause lewdness to cease out of the land, that all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. And they shall recompense your lewdness upon you, and you shall bear the sins of your idols, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh Elohim. That ends Ezekiel 23. Had 49 verses. Okay, Ezekiel 24. Again, in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, write thee the name of the day, even of this same day, the king of Babylon, set himself against Yahushua this same day, and utter a parable unto the rebellious house, and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, sit on a pot, set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather the pieces thereof unto it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, fill it with the choice bones. Take the choice of the flock, and burn also the bones under it, and make it boil well, and let them seize the bones of it therein. Wherefore thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, woe unto the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece, let no lot fall upon it, for her blood is in the midst of her. She sits upon the top of a rock. She poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust, that it might cause fury to come up to take vengeance. I have set her blood upon the top of a rock, and it should not be covered. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, woe unto the bloody city. I will even make the powerful fire great, heap on wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. Then set it empty upon the coals thereof, that the breast of it may be hot and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be molten in it, that the scum of it may be consumed. She hath wearied herself with lies, and her great scum went not forth out of her, her scum shall be in the fire. And thy filthiness is lewdness, because I have purged thee, and thou wast not purged. Thou shalt not be purged from thy filthiness any more, for but I have caused my spirit to rest upon thee. How the Yahweh has spoken it, it shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back. Neither will I spare, neither will I repent according unto thy ways, and according unto thy doing, it shall they judge thee, saith Yahweh Elohim. Ezekiel's wife dies. Alright, this is verse 15. This is Ezekiel 24. It says, also the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes of the stroke, yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep. Neither shall thy tears run down, forbear to cry, and make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tower of thine head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and even my wife died. And I did in the morning as I was commanded. And the people said unto me, Wilt thou not tell us what these things are to us, if thou didst so? Then I answered them, The word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Speak unto the house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I will proclaim my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, that which your soul pitieth, and your sons and your daughters whom ye have left shall fall by the sword. And you shall do as I have done, you shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. And your tower shall be upon your heads, and your shoes upon your feet. And you shall not mourn nor weep, that you shall pine away for your iniquities, and mourn one toward another. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign, according unto all that he hath done shall ye do. And when this cometh, yea, ye shall know that I am the Yahweh Elohim. Also thou son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they sit their mind, their sons and their daughters, that he that escapeth in that day shall come unto thee, to cause thee to hear it with thine ears. In that day shall thy mouth be open to him which is escaped, and thou shalt speak, and be no more dumb, and thou shalt be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Vengeance on Ammon and Moab. This is in chapter 25. Ezekiel. The word of the Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the Ammonites, and prophesy against them, and say unto the Ammonites, Hear the word of Yahweh Elohim. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Because thou saidst, Aha, against my sanctuary, when it was profane, and against the land of Israel, when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, when they went into captivity. And behold, therefore, I will deliver thee unto the men of the east for possession. And they shall set their palaces in thee, and make their dwellings in thee. They shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. And I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and the Ammonites a caution place for flocks. Ye shall know that I am Yahweh. For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because thou hast clapped thy hands, and stamped at the feet, and rejoiced in heart with all thy despite against the land of Israel. Behold, therefore, I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and will deliver thee for a spoil unto the heathen. And I will cut thee off from the people, and I will cause thee to perish out of the countries. I will destroy thee. Thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because at Moab and Seir do say, Behold, the house of Judah is like unto all the heathen. Therefore, behold, I will open the side of Moab from the cities, from his cities which are on his frontiers, the glory of the country, Beth Jeshimo, Baal Meon, and Kurashjaim, and to the men of the east with the Ammonites, and will give them in possession, that the Ammonites may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgment upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. Okay, so that's Ammon and Moab, judgments upon them, and that represents Abraham's kinfolks through Lot. Okay, judgment on Edom and Philistia. That means Esau, the house of Esau, and Philistia means the Palestinian, Ishmaelites. Thus sits Yahweh Elohim, because that Edom hath dealt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and hath greatly offended and revenged himself upon them. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I will also stretch out my hand upon Edom, and will cut off man and beast from it, and will make it desolate from Teman, and they of Dedan shall fall by the sword. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel, and they shall do in Edom according unto mine anger, and according unto my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, saith Yahweh Elohim. Thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge, and have taken vengeance with a despiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will stretch out mine hand upon the Philistines, and I will cut off the cherubim, and destroy the remnant of the sea coast, and I will execute great vengeance upon them with fury, with a furious rebuke, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. Tyrus is threatened. Verse 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, and the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, because the Tyrus hath said against Jerusalem, Aha, she is broken, that was the gates of the people, she is turned unto me, I shall be replenished now, she is laid waste, therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I am against thee, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causes his waves to come up, and they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus, and break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her, and make her like the top of a rock. It shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea. For I have spoken it, saith Yahweh Elohim, and it shall become a spoil unto the nation. Now this is in Ezekiel 26, verse 6. And her daughters, which are in the field, shall be slain by the sword. They shall know that I am the Yahweh, for thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will bring upon Tyrus Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings, from the north with horses and with chariots and with horsemen and companies and much people. He shall slay with the sword thy daughters in the field, and he shall make a fort against thee, and cast the mount against thee, and lift up the buckler against thee, and he shall set engines of war against thy walls, and with his axes he shall break down thy towers. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their death shall cover thee, thy walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen, and of the wheels, and of the chariots, when he shall enter into thy gates as men enter into a city wherein is made a breach. With the hoofs of his horses shall he tread down all the street. He shall slay thy people by the sword, and thy strong garrison shall go down to the ground. And they shall make a spoil of thy riches, and make a prey of thy merchandise, and they shall break down thy walls, and destroy thy pleasant houses, and they shall lay thy stones in thy timbers, and thy dust in the midst of the water, and I will cause the noise of thy songs to cease, and the sound of thy harp shall be no more heard, and I will make thee like the top of a rock. Thou shalt be a place to spread nets upon, thou shalt be built no more, for how the Yahweh has spoken it, saith Yahweh Elohim. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim at the tower, shall not the owl shake at the sound of thy fall, when the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee? Then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and lay away their robes, and put off their broidered garments. They shall clothe themselves with a trembling. They shall sit up on the ground, and shall tremble at every moment, and be astonished at thee. And they shall take up a lamentation for thee, and say unto thee, how art thou destroyed, that was inhabited of seafaring men, the renowned city, which was strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants, which caused her terror to be on all that haunt it. Now shall the isles tremble in the day of thy fall. Yea, the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at thy departure. For this is Yahweh Elohim, and I shall make thee a desolate city, like the city that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon thee, and great waters shall cover thee, when I shall bring thee down with them that descend into the pit, to the people of the old time, and they shall sit thee in the low parts of the earth, in places desolate of old, with them that go down to the pit, that thou be not inhabited, they shall get shall sit glory in the land of the living. I will make thee a terror, and thou shalt be no more. Though thou be sought for, yet thou shalt thou never be found again, saith Yahweh Elohim. The fall of Tyrus. End of chapter 26 of chapter 27. That's the fall of Tyrus. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, now thou son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyrus, and say unto Tyrus, O thou that art situated at the entry of the sea, which art a merchant of the people for many isles, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am a perfect beauty, thy borders are in the midst of the sea. Thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all thy ship cords of fir trees of Senir. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for thee. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made thine oars. The company of the Asherites have made thy benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Shem. Fine linen with broidered work from Egypt was that which thou spreadest forth to be thy sail, blue and purple from the isles of the Elisha. Elisha was that which covered thee, the inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were thy mariners, thy wise men, O Tyrus, that were in thee. Thy palace, the ancient of Gebal, and the wise men thereof were in thee like thy coffers. All the ships of the sea, with their mariners, were in thee to occupy thy merchandise. They of Persia and of Lud and of Put were in thine army, thy men of war. They hang of the shield and helmet in thee. They set forth thy comrades, the men of Arvad, that thine army were upon thy walls round about, and the Gam and Madam were in thy towers. They hang their shields upon thy walls round about, they have made thy beauty perfect. Tarshish was thy merchants by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches with silver, ivory, tin, and lead. They traded in thy fairs, Avan, Tubal, and Meshach. They were thy merchants. They traded the persons of men and vessels of brass and thy markets. They of the house of Togomar traded in thy fairs with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of thine hand. They bought thee for a present ivory, horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was thy merchant by the reason of the multitude of the wares of thy making. They occupied in thy fairs with emeralds, purple, and embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and agate. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchants. They traded in thy market wheat of Meneth, and Panag, and honey, and oil, and balm. Damascus was thy merchant in the midst of the wares of thy making, for the multitude of all riches and the wine of Helbon and white wool. Then also an Avan going to and fro occupied in thy fairs, bright iron, cassia, and calamus were in thy market. Dedan was thy merchant in precious clothes for chariots, Arabia, and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with thee in lambs and rams and goats, and these were they thy merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Ramah, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy affairs with chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran and Canaan and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher and Chilmad were thy merchants. These were thy merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes, embroidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar among thy merchandise. The ships of Tarshish did sing of thee in thy market, and thou wast replenished and made very glorious in the midst of the sea. Thy rowers have brought thee into great waters. The east wind hath broken thee in the midst of the sea. Thy riches and thy fairs, thy merchandise, thy mariners, and thy pilots, thy coffers, and the occupiers of thy merchandise, and all that thy men of war that are in thee, and all thy companions which is in the midst of thee, shall fall into the midst of the sea in the day of thy ruin. The suburbs shall shake at the sound of the cry of thy pilot. And all that handle the oar, the mariners, and all the pilots of the sea shall come down from their ships. They shall stand upon the land, and shall cause their voice to be heard against thee, and shall cry bitterly, and shall cast up dust upon their heads. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes, and they shall make themselves utterly bald for thee, and gird them with sackcloth, and they shall weep for thee with bitterness of the heart and bitter wailing. And in their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for thee and lament over thee, saying, which city is like unto Tarshish, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? When thy ways went forth out of the seas, thou fullest many people. Thou didst say, when thy wares went forth out of the sea, thou fillest many people. Thou didst enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of thy riches and of thy merchandise. In the time when thou shalt be broken by the seas in the depths of the waters, thy merchandise and all thy company in the midst of thee shall fall. All the inhabitants of the isles shall be astonished at thee, and their kings shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance, for the merchants among the people shall hiss at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. So this is talking about the Democratic Party today here in America. They're the ones that foment terror, and it says, "And thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be anymore." Well, that's what's happening with to these terror people all over the world. They're coming to their end. The word of Yahweh came again on this sin, Son of Man. Okay, this is Ezekiel 28, verse 2. Say unto the prince of Tyre, thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of Yahweh, in the midst of the sea. If thou art a man and not Yahweh, though thou set thine heart as the heart of Yahweh, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. With thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver unto thy treasures. By thy great wisdom, and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of Yahweh, behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, the trouble of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom. They shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the death of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Wilt thou yet say before him that saith thee, I am the Yahweh, that thou shalt be a man, and know Yahweh in the hand of him that slayeth thee? Thou shalt die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers, for I have spoken it, saith Yahweh Elohim. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, thou sealest up the sun full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of Yahweh, every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pots, was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of Yahweh. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise it hath filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of Yahweh, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of stones of fire. And heartless this death because of thy beauty, thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuary by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, it shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Prophesy against Zidon. Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, sit thy face against Zidon, and prophesy against it, and say, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I am against thee, O Zidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh when I shall have executed judgments in her, and shall be sanctified in her, for I will send into her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her, by the sword upon her on every side, they shall know that I am the Yahweh, and there shall be no more a prickling briar unto the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of all that are round about them that despise them, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh Elohim. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given unto my servant Jacob. And they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgment upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh their Elohim. Okay, that's the end of Ezekiel 28. Let's go right on into chapter 29. Prophesy against Egypt. Or prophecy against Egypt. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak and say, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, a great dragon that lieth in the midst of his rivers, which hath said, my river is mine own, and I have made it for myself, that I will put hooks in thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stink unto thy scales, or stick unto thy scales, and I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, and all the fish of the rivers shall stick unto thy scales, and I will leave thee thrown into the wilderness, thee and all the fish of thy rivers. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, thou shalt not be brought together nor gathered. I have given thee for meat unto the beasts of the field and unto the fowls of the heaven, and all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Yahweh, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of thee by thy hand, thou didst break and rend all their shoulders, and when they leaned upon thee, thou breakest and madest all their loins to be as a sand. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will bring a sword upon thee, and cut off man and beast out of thee. And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh, because he hath said, a river is mine, and I have made it. Behold, therefore, I am against thee and against thy rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the Tower of Siene even unto the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the country. Yet thus saith Yahweh Elohim, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the land where they were scattered, and I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Pathros, into the land of their habitation, and they shall be there a base kingdom. It shall be the basis of the kingdom, neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nation, for I will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nation, and it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, which bringeth their iniquities to remembrance, when they shall look after them, that they shall know that I am the Yahweh Elohim. And it came to pass in the 27th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, called his army to serve a great service against Tarsus. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled, yet had he no wages, nor his honor for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against it. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt unto Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take her multitude, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor, wherewith he served against it, because he wrought for me, saith Yahweh Elohim. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and I will give thee the opening of the mouth in the midst of them, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. All right, that's the end of chapter 29 of chapter 30, Desolation of Egypt. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and say, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, How ye, woe, worth the day, for the day is near. Even the day of the Yahweh, of Yahshua is near, a cloudy day, it shall be the time of the heathen. Now this is a latter-day prophecy against the house, the spiritual house of Israel, the Adventist Church. And the sword shall come upon Egypt, and great pain shall be in Ethiopia, when the slain shall fall in Egypt. They shall take away her multitude, and her foundation shall be broken down. Ethiopia and Libya and Lydia and all the mingled people, and the Chub and the men of the land that is in league shall fall with them by the sword. This saith Yahweh. They also that uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall come down. From the tower of Syene shall they fall in it by the sword, saith Yahweh Elohim. And they shall be desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities shall be in the midst of the cities that are wasted. They shall know that I am the Yahweh when I have set a fire in Egypt, and when all her helpers shall be destroyed. In that day shall messengers go forth from me in ships to make the careless Ethiopians afraid, and great pain shall come upon them as in the day of Egypt, for lo, it cometh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim. I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the trouble of the nations, shall be brought to destroy the land, and they shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. And I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of the wicked, and I will make the land waste, and all that is therein by the hand of strangers. All the Yahweh has spoken it. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I will also destroy the idols, and I will cause their images to cease out of Nob, and there shall be no more a prince of the land of Egypt, and I will put a fear in the land of Egypt, and I will make Paphos desolate, and will set Far and Zoran, and will execute judgment in No. And I will pour my fury upon Sin, the strength of Egypt, and I will cut off the multitude of No. And I will set Far in Egypt. Sin shall have great pain, and No shall be rent asunder, and Nob shall have distress as David. The young men of Avon and of Pi-Beseth shall fall by the sword, and these cities shall go into captivity. At the Tophanes also the day shall be darkened, and I shall break there the yokes of Egypt, and the pomp of her strength shall cease in her. As for her, a cloud shall cover her, and her daughters shall go into captivity. Thus will I execute judgments in Egypt, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, in the seventh day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and lo, it shall not be bound up to the heel, to put a rotor to bind it, to make it strong, to hold the sword. Therefore thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and will break his arms, the strong and that which was broken, and I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand, and I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and will disperse them through the countries, and I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, put my sword in his hand, but I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he shall groan before him when the groanings of a deadly wounded man, with the groanings of a deadly wounded man, but I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh, and I shall put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall stretch it out upon the land of Egypt. Now today, Donald Trump represents the king, not only of the Medes and the Persians, but he's overthrown Babylon, so he represents the king of Babylon here in the United States today. And it says right here, and I will put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon. So this would be Donald Trump today. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them among the countries, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. This brings us to the close of our study. Our call attention is at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. Let's close this service now with a song. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Savior, that's not me. Of course, was wrong, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grave, that taught my heart to fear, and great my cares remain. How precious is that grace appear, the hour that first I'm not sure.